A cursory glance cast at the world today immediately reveals that when you look at advertisements, when you look at commercials, when you look at media in general, there is a hyper-focus on getting women's attention. One of the classic ads you might see on a billboard walking by such things is maybe a holiday presented to you with people on the beach. There is always going to be a woman there. Sometimes a woman and a husband, perhaps with the children, you know, family advertisement. But in such cases where that doesn't exist, it's almost always two women, you know, friends going on a vacation, that sort of thing. And it's been well known for quite some time, both within the so-called manosphere and outside, that women are, in general, much more susceptible to these types of messages and this type of messaging. They're the ones who consume more, they buy more. And so it makes sense from a marketing perspective that you would target them. After all, men tend to react to these things quite differently, and they're just less susceptible to these sorts of things. And many people have known this. Most famously or infamously was none other than George Orwell himself in 1984. You might be familiar with the famous or infamous quote, "It was always the women, and above all the young ones, who were the most bigoted adherents of the party, the swallowers of slogans, the amateur spies and nosers out of unorthodoxy." And unfortunately, you can see this well replicated in today's political or cultural landscape. It seems to me very apparent that women have become, quite effectively, the basic foot soldiers of the left in terms of their messaging, in terms of the politics, pushing certain cultural things, etc., etc. Now, this shouldn't be mysterious to you if you've been with me for a while, but this is one of those things where you can't really have a public discussion about it. And the closest we've come to it is this revelation in light of the election results that there was a huge polarization that took place in terms of the voter base between men and women. Now, this has always existed to some degree. It's just that the degree to which it exists now is evidently and obviously a lot greater than it had been previously. It's impossible to ignore if you just look at some of the data out there. And this is also, I think, much more than the election results, an indication of something greater underway. Because if you think about it, young millennials and Zoomers are by far the most culturally polarized generation I can think of in the current year, and maybe of all time, we just don't know. Because when you look at how men operate, how they think, young men specifically, and then young women, they're basically existing in completely different dimensions of the universe. Of course, all of this has been facilitated by social media and the presence of the internet. Which is to say, had these things not existed, it seems very unlikely that you would effectively have a memeified split or division between men and women, because this is what it really comes down to. Memes rule the world of the internet, and men are much more captivated by the memes which are tendency-wise right-wing, and women, well, the left doesn't employ as many memes as the right does for a variety of reasons, but they're captivated much more by the messaging, right? Because the progressive left, which is ascendant right now and continues to be despite the election results, I would argue, insists on discussions of safety, protection for various groups, this sort of thing, and that's always been the focus of women. You see this also in other domains. This is well documented, I've talked about it, in academia. They've done polls, for example, when it comes to science and scientific discovery and scientific research, in which women were interviewed, men were interviewed, and the majority of women state that they prefer, when it comes to science, to have certain guardrails up to ensure safety, to make sure that no harm comes to people. And the men in the majority say they're interested in discovering the facts, the truth. They're interested in just doing the science. Now, there are exceptions, obviously. This is not a uniform one-to-one thing. But when you look at any demographic or any population, you have to look at the broad trends to get a sense of where things are going. It might be the case that 21% of women don't think X way, but they're not the majority by any means, and so you need to analyze and think of these things in terms of the majority. This is always the case. This isn't just applicable to women. With that said, it is the first time, I would argue, in a long time, as a result of this election, that the differences between men and women's proclivities, if you will, is actually apparent in the mainstream, and you have mainstream so-called legacy media talking about this. This just wasn't a thing before, because the mainstream narrative, as well as the normal narrative of the left, is that men and women are basically the same, they just have different private parts, right? I think it's dawning upon people that there is a difference here, and the fact that even the mainstream now has to acknowledge that men are falling behind, that men are being left in the dust, so to speak, which you could see in the form of these silly, stupid ad campaigns on part of Kamala Harris's efforts to, quote-unquote, recruit men to her side. But there seems to be a true mainstream acknowledgement of this at this stage, which is somewhat remarkable if you think about it. This just hasn't happened before. What's not remarkable, and the reality is nothing will change for men. It never really does. These were half-hearted efforts. And getting back to the original point, women have, for better or worse, become weaponized as a tool for political and cultural propaganda. This is not the first time. It's happened in fiction, obviously, in 1984. But it also happened to large degrees in Nazi Germany, for example. Women have always been more inclined to accept certain types of messaging and also more inclined to accept policies and ideas that will promote their safety over other things. And that's just the nature of a majority of women. Now, the real problem here, though, I think, is the generational aspect here. Because in a sense, what's happened is you have an entire generation that has been brainwashed. And how are you going to undo this? This isn't like spraining your ankle or breaking your hand. As many of you know, I broke my hand this summer. It is mostly healed by now. But the point is you can't just wait it out. There are things that happen when you're young, especially when you're young, that potentially can leave indelible marks on somebody. It's especially true in childhood, but certainly your teenage years. And it's not that easy just to sort of slough this off, so to speak, as if it were a bruise or a cut. These things are much more correlative of the equivalent of long-term health damage, so to speak. And the problem is that all this has been normalized, right? So rather than trying to attempt some intervention, which I think needs to happen to undo some of this brainwashing, it is regarded as both good and proper, and it continues. Now, men see this, young men especially. The only ones typically that are susceptible to this are ones that have a certain psychological disposition. It's going to happen in any sort of distribution of a demographic. It's normal. But also those who think, to be perfectly blunt, that this is the way they can get laid. This is actually pretty normal. The hyper-feminist men oftentimes are using it basically as a reproductive strategy. Not literal reproduction, but you know what I mean, an attempt to get access to box. This has always been the case, to be perfectly honest. Apart from the few men that were dispositionally such that they just buy into the ideology. So, most men are not going to buy into this for obvious reasons. The left is generally very, very negative on men, especially negative on white men. But even broadly, negative on men, because men are, according to them, perpetrators of violence, they're perpetrators of oppression, they don't do anything good, they lack value, they're not, quote-unquote, as educated as women are since they're dropping out. I mean, there are a host of, quote-unquote, negatives that they attribute to men. So why would you embrace that? Unless, like I said, you're dispositionally possessed of such a mindset, or you just think you can get laid that way. And who knows, maybe the getting laid trick actually works. I've never tried it and I'm not inclined to. But the point is, this division, this divide, is a true sundering of the genders such that we haven't really seen it before, certainly not in our lifetimes, and certainly not in recent history prior to that, I would argue. And we need to be honest about this because it's not abating. If women are going to be weaponized the way they have been, and men, as a counter-reaction, are going to walk or run in the opposite direction, there's a serious societal problem. Now, you could argue that a lot of normies are not affected by this, but here's my counter-argument to this. You know, normie Joe Schmo, who's barely online, fair enough, and there are still normal men and women that are not involved in online politics and cultural discussions and whatever, but it just happens to be the case that Zoomers are more plugged in than any generation previously, never mind the potential of Gen Alpha, right? And so the online environment is an environment that is basically part of their lives, to varying degrees, obviously. But Zoomers are hyper plugged into this, So going forward, you're going to get fewer and fewer of the normie types that are barely online, and you're getting a lot more of those who are just plugged in. Maybe not 24/7, but certainly more than millennials, certainly more than my generation, et cetera, et cetera. And so the messaging that's going to be sent out there is going to be amplified that much more, which is going to further the division. Now, I really do think this is a big problem, because as I said, I don't think this is just going to be confined to those who are terminally online, because Zoomers and Alphas are a generation that will be almost de facto the equivalent of terminally online to varying degrees. And so for whatever it's worth, the necessity of getting together, copulating, and reproducing becomes that much more difficult. Now, I have no doubt that there'll still be hookups and people popping babies out. The question is, what sort of familial environment will exist there? And if it's a very toxic one, born of hostility, that's probably not very good. And it just doesn't look like a bright future when you're looking at this at the long term. Well, oddly enough, if the left decided somehow, some way, to change their messaging to become less radical, less focused, hyper-focused, I should say, on identity politics, then women in turn would respond as well, because they would just be the sponges absorbing the message, right? And so it's a little bit of a pseudo-solution more than anything else, but if the left decides to, for whatever reason, and I'm skeptical of this, to de-radicalize and become, quote-unquote, much more reasonable, the way they might have been, say, in the 1990s to varying degrees, that might at least soothe some of the pain that has emerged and created this rift. If they don't, it's going to get a lot worse. And my sense, as I said in a previous video, is that the election of Trump will probably just promote more doubling down, digging in their heels, etc., etc. And so it's not looking good. I really feel bad for a lot of Zoomers, because they are just royally screwed in so many ways. And this is yet another one. Because here's a final point. Because politics and culture have such an important sway on people these days, it becomes relevant in the context of forming relationships and other things of such nature, even friendships. If you deviate so much in your political positions and your world outlook more broadly from somebody else, it'll be difficult to be friends with them, let alone form a relationship with a person. And a lot of women, I've seen polls, do think that political positions and what your politics are, that these things are important as a prerequisite before you enter into a relationship. More important than basic personality, getting along, so-called chemistry, syncing with each other. They actually think that your political positions and views, that these things are quite up there, and they can serve as a potential deal breaker. And that's increasingly the case with the younger women, because again, foot soldiers of the left, they've been brainwashed to varying degrees. And that sort of makes sense, because look, as I said, there are people I can't get along with. If you're some ultra, ultra radical progressive who incessantly talks about politics all day, I'm probably not going to get along with you. Conversely, the same would apply for me with somebody who's ultra, ultra far right, constantly talking about his talking points. But within reason, it should be eminently possible to get along with people that you don't see eye to eye with on every issue, as long as you're just a normal, functional human being. The fact that that's no longer possible, and with even more deadly consequences in the context of the formation of relationships and procreation, that's the real issue here, ultimately. Because ultimately, this is about copulation and reproduction. And if the seeds have been sowed such that the damage is so great that you can't repair that, well, people are already talking about a demographic collapse independent of all this cultural war stuff. Well, imagine how bad it's going to be when we see the consequences of this current division in the younger and youngest generations. As always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my patrons and my donors on PayPal. Without you, this channel simply could not exist, so you have my everlasting gratitude. Please hit the bell icon, guys, to be informed of my videos. For whatever reason, my videos don't go out to enough people. And if you can leave a like, comment, share, and subscribe, it would be much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until then, may the gods watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.